Page Hey Amid Beis, 5b2. The Gemara is discussing about the permission of paskening in front of a teacher or not paskening in front of a teacher, getting rishus. Like we learned, Rabbi gave Rav Chiya permission and Rav permission, certain things yes, certain things no. Anyway, so the Gemara was discussing about why did they need permission, because they made a mistake, or whatever it is. So the Gemara says, Tanchum Dreid Rav Ami, it's like the middle of the page. Here it's 5b2, over there it's the middle of, a little bit below middle of the page, of Hey Amid Beis. Tanchum Dreid Rav Ami Iklol Chatar. Tanchum, the son of Rav Ami, he happened to come to a city called Chaza. Tarishto, he taught them the following. Mutter lilte is chitim mepesach. You're allowed to soak wheat on Pesach. Okay? In other words, there are certain hard kernels, like the Mepharshim explain, they would loosen them, and then they would pound them. And they wouldn't become chametz. Okay? Why? Because it was pounded after the soaking and immediately made into matzah, so it wouldn't become. That's what he preached. Amrali, so the people said to him, "Lav Reb Mani de Min Tzur Ika Hacha." Isn't your teacher Mani of Tzur here? V'tanya, and it's you learned in a Braise, Talmid Al Yeda Halacha B'mkim Rabbi. A student cannot teach a halacha in the presence of his Rebbe. Unless if he was 3 parsa, 12 mil away, like Machni Yisrael, right? So they said to him, this person came, this Reb Tanchum, taught halacha, and the people said to him, what do you mean, how are you teaching halacha? Your Rebbe's here in town, and you're not allowed to make halachic ruling, unless if you're 12 mil away, which is a lot. So he said, Amalui answered, you're right, Lavadaita, I didn't know that he was here. I suppose you didn't know he was here. If I knew he was here, I wouldn't have made a halachic ruling. Then the Gemara says like this. Rav Chiya chazer lehu gavra dava koi bebeis hakfaris. Rav Chiya saw a certain guy standing in a cemetery. Amalei, he said to him, Lav ben ish pleini koyinata. Are you not a son of a koyin? He says, what are you doing in a cemetery? Aren't you a koyin? Amalei, he said to him, ain't, yes, but Avua dohu gavra, he spoke in third person. The father of that guy, meaning my father, he was a man with raised eyes, meaning he looked where he shouldn't have. Nasan ein of begrusha, and he set his eyes on a divorced woman, and therefore he disqualified his son from being a kohen. In other words, he said then, yeah, you're right, I'm a chol. But here the way it's interesting. The guy didn't say, my father did an aveda. Out of respect to his father, he spoke in third person. The father of that person, didn't say my father, he said, the father of that person married a grusha, a divorcee, and therefore I'm not a kohen. So the Gemara says, okay.
So his eyes on him?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Huh?
Said his eyes on a grusha means
he looked where he shouldn't have. He shouldn't have married the grusha, but he looked at her. Now Rashi says, what's the purpose of saying this Gemara here? And here's an interesting thing, by the way. From here we learn out, and this is a very important din. This din, how does this Gemara get here? I mean, what's it teaching us? So Rashi says, the Gemara is teaching us that to stop somebody from a sin, even in the presence of your Rebbe, you have to stop him. We learned in the presence of your Rebbe, you're not allowed to make halachic rulings, right? But if they see somebody sinning, then the din is, even in the presence of your Rav, you also have to tell him off. Because that's what Rav Chiya did over here. It seems that Rav Chiya was in a place where his Rebbe existed, where his Rebbe was, and he saw Ahu Gavra, and therefore, like Rashi says, it was probably in Rebbe's domain, vicinity, but the Gemara teaches us that to stop somebody from sinning, like Reb Chiya wanted to, so then you're allowed to, even in the presence of your, and by the way, that's the Shulchan Aruch.
Oh,
somebody
comes to you and asks you a halacha question, let's say go to the rabbi.
That's what it says in the books.
Yeah,
But that's as far as the halacha goes. Someone is doing some sort
something
of
wrong, then wrong. You have to stop me even the presence
without,
of me.
Without telling the
correct, wrong. Correct, correct. Okay. That's what the Gemara is saying. What?
You learned us that.
You learned us?
We found the books and.
Who learned you English? Who learned you English?
Well, we're in
Cheder. Oh, okay. What do you say?
So, we've learned that if it could be found in the books right there, it's not like passing a halachic ruling.
That's what some people want to say, but the halacha is not like that anyway.
But if the guy makes a mistake, he doesn't know if the other guy is doing it right or wrong. I mean, he can't.
All the Gemara is saying, if you see somebody doing something wrong in the presence of your Rebbe, you're supposed to stop him. I mean, that's it. So now the Gemara says like this: Pshita, it's a given. Harder ka'am de lepalga, to give. Like, remember, we learned before, Rebbe gave Rab permission to do Issa v'heter, but not the mum, right, in the Becheres. So we see partial permission, we see. Al tanai mahu, what's the din? Can you give him on a condition? Like, can you give somebody permission for a year, a half a year, to make rulings? So Gemara says, Toshma, come up, prove it to you, the answer. Damele Rabbi Yechon Rav Shemin, Rabbi Yechon said to Rav Shemin, Hari Ata Bishusenu, you have permission to Paskin Shilas, Achaba Etzlein until you come to us. So you see that even though he gave him partial permission, in other words, temporary permission, that was Gemara's question. Can you give him temporary permission? Gemara says, you see from here that you could. Okay, now the Gemara says, Gemara is going back to what we learned before. Gufa, we learned before in the Gemara like this, that Shmuel said, Beisha Donu, two judges that made a ruling, Dineim Din, it's legal, Elishinika Bezdin Chotzev, but it's called a Chutzkadika Bezdin. Okay, that we learned before in the Gemara, that Shmuel said, that a Bezdin normally is three, but if two made a ruling, it's a good ruling, but they're not, they're called a Chutzkadika Bezdin, for doing it with two instead of three. Okay?
Kind of
huh?
Like
monetary law? Monetary law, whatever type of rule. So Yosef Rav Nachman, was sitting, the Ka'amalu Shmaitz, Rav Nachman was teaching this halacha to students, you know, that is what Shmuel said. Rav Nachman, Rav asked the question to Rav Nachman, it says in the Mishnah, Afilu Shnayim Mezakin, Shnayim Mechayvim, if two people make innocent, and two people declaring guilty, the Mishnah before said like this, what happens if you have a Bezdin of five? Two said innocent, two said guilty, right? And one says, I don't know. So you don't have a majority, right? You have two against two. So what do? You see for the Yonim, you add judges. Okay, yeah, make another judge. Okay? Now, V'im Iso, if Shmuel's ruling is correct, Levi Bishnaim Shadonu, why can't you need to add additional judges? Why can't you go like the two judges that made the ruling?
No,
but says, even if two, sorry. The case before was the Bezdin of three. Sorry. The case was a Bezdin of three. Two ruled either innocent or guilty, and one said, I don't know. Okay, there's a Bezdin of three.
Oh.
I'm sorry. There's a Bezdin of three. Two said innocent, one said, I don't know.
Oh, two said innocent, not one innocent, one guilty.
No. There were three people. One of the three said, I don't know. And two said the same ruling, either innocent or guilty. So what does the Mishnah say? You add another judge to make it three. So the question is, if according to Shmuel, two is a judgment, what do you need to add a third one for?
Not needed.
What do you need it for? So the Gemara says, no, interesting. So Shmuel, Rav Nachman answered Rav like this. Shani Hosam, de mikara adaita de losat yasvi. He said like this. When you sat down for a judgment of three, then if one says, I don't know, it's no good. But when you lechatchila sat down with two, and they make a judgment, then it's good. In other words, when the both litigants sat down with the Bezdin of three, they wanted a decision of three. That's what they want. They want three. So therefore, if two say innocent or guilty, and one says, I don't know, You don't have three.
That's not a judgment, I don't know.
No, judgment is I don't know.
No, I mean, I said, why isn't that a valid...
Because if you say, I don't know, it's like you're not here, Rashi says. You don't know means you're not here. You're not making a ruling.
But it's not going to make a difference.
It will. Oh, it doesn't matter what the third guy says, because you have two against... But you still need a third guy there. The din is, in Bez Din, by the way, what happens... You see, this is so different than the secular system, Lahavdil. When you have, even in the Supreme Court, yeah, the nine judges, and they make a ruling, like 5-4, right? You know who the four are, you know who the five is, are, right? And the ruling is like the five, yeah? In Teda, if you have a Beis Din of nine, yeah, and it's 5-4, let's say, the four become bottled to the five. So it becomes a unanimous ruling. In Teda, it's forbidden to know who said what. You know, it's a lab in the Teda. The Gemara learns out, later we learn Sanhedrin. The Gemara learns out that if, let's say, it's a din Torah, right? And you against him. And three paskind. Yeah, guilty, let's say. So one of the guys is not allowed to go to the one of the people and say, you know, I want you to know something. Really, I was paskind on your side, but I was outnumbered. It's a negative law in the Torah to do that. Because once the Beis Din rules and you go by the majority, it becomes a unanimous decision and you're not allowed to say who said what. It's forbidden the Torah to do this. Okay? So now, when you have, what happened over here? You had a case of three. Yeah? Two said innocent. Okay? And one said, I don't know. So the I don't know guy's not there. That's the din. He said, I don't know. He said, you're not there. You're not a judge anymore. You don't know. So the Mishnah says you had a third guy. Okay? So even though practically speaking, it doesn't matter what he says, but all three are paskining with the din.
So I don't know doesn't become batul.
I don't know means you're not existent.
Is that okay?
So the question, one second. So the question is, the question Rava asked Rav Nachman and Shmuel's din, Shmuel said two people that judge, it's a good judgment. So why, if one guy says, I don't know, it's okay, so he's not here. So, but you have two that ruled. According to Shmuel, it's a good ruling. So Rav Nachman answered, because over there they sat down to hear the ruling of three. So when you want, the litigants wanted three, so then you need three. So if you have two, it's not good anymore. This that Shmuel said, two people can make a ruling, is when they sat down with two. And the two make a ruling, so even though it's not a Beis Din of three, halachically it's fine.
Rabbi, do the litigants know who the judge is that says, I don't know?
It's totally irrelevant. They might know, but that doesn't matter. Obviously, you're getting somebody else.
Because they're going to kick them
out. But they can discuss with each other openly, like, for instance.
Who, the judges?
The judges.
That's what they do.
Once they try to, like, one says this and that, try to convince the other one. They kind of know that one doesn't know what to do or which way the other guy...
Whatever, it doesn't matter. So they didn't know, so we found out later. He didn't know, so he's out.
So the youngest paskin first?
Only in capital punishment. Mm-hmm. Not in monetary things. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. Eisei, so Rava asked Rav Nachman a different question. It says, in a braise, Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimer, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Hadin b'shleisha." To make a din, strict law, you need three. Upshara b'shnayim. But to arbitrate, two is enough. Yafakeh pshara mikeh hadin. And pshara is even stronger than din. Why? Sheshnayim shadonu. If two people made the din, bali dinim yochel achzebehem. The litigants can retract their agreement of giving it to two. It's interesting. It says like this. Din needs three. That means, even today, by the way, and you go to Beis Din, officially they're supposed to ask, but today they don't ask. Officially you're supposed to ask, do you want din or do you want compromise? Do you want arbitration or do you want din? Pshara is like a compromise. Today, anyway, Beis Din, what Beis Din usually tells them in the arbitration paper, they're right, we're doing pshara kind of l'din. A pshara close to din. They basically, we're doing basically whatever we want. That's what they say. We're doing compromise similar to din. close to din. But here it says like this. Three people rule, it's three people. Arbitration, compromising, you know, negotiating, two is enough. And two is better than three. Why? Because if by three, if only two ruled, the litigants could say we're not interested. But if they did a pshara, then you have to accept the pshara of the two. Okay, that's what it says. So the Gemara asked, this contradicts Shmuel. Because according to Shmuel, if two people make a ruling and it's good, it's valid, how can they change their mind? And the Gemara says, v'chi teima, if you're going to say that, because this din was said by Rav Shimon Gamliel. He said, even if you're going to say that the Chachamim argue in Rav Shimon Gamliel, it can't be. V'amer, Rababu, shnayim shedonu, l'divre hakol, ain't din, ain't din. Rababu said, no, two people that make a ruling is not a ruling. So how can Shmuel say two people that rule make a ruling? That's a very simple question. Gavra Kodamas. You're asking a question between Rababu and Shmuel. Shmuel and Rababu argue. They're allowed to argue. They're both Amoraim. The Gemara asks the question, how could Shmuel say two judges that rule is a good rule when Rababu says no? So Gemara says, so Rababu says what he says, Shmuel says what he said. They're arguing. You can't ask a question. You can ask a question on an Amora of the Gemara from a Tana. Okay, an Amora of the Gemara cannot argue on the Tana, which is from the era of the Mishnah. But Amoraim between themselves, even earlier generations and later generations, are able to argue against themselves.
Even if they're not contemporaries?
I'm saying, even if they're later generations, they can argue.
There could be a gap of 200 years.
Doesn't matter. They can argue. Once the era of Tanoim ended, you can't argue, an Amora cannot argue on the Tana. Unless few Amoraim, the Gemara says, Rav, Tano Opolog, Rabbi Yechon, Tano Opolog, someone said, Shmuel, Tano Opolog. Rarely do they say, okay, Rav can argue on a Tana, because Rav's a Tana. But here the Gemara says, you ask your question on Shmuel from Rababu, I mean, like, it's ridiculous. He says, this. What?
How can they argue if they're not present?
Not arguing. He ruled like this, and he ruled like this.
But there's no answer. I mean, they ruled like that.
Doesn't matter. The fact is, Abayu says this, and Rav says this. I mean, what's the difference?
Right,
they didn't have to argue between themselves.
Right, but when there's one side is not present.
With arguing in Allah, you're not arguing litigation here.
The rulings were written. That it was known that
it was oral, not written.
Uh-huh.
And Torah Vashi wrote the Gemara, it wasn't written.
Right, it was oral, but it was known that what
Rabashi. It was known because the Talmidim knew that's how they made the Gemara. They all got together and they.
So they're not arguing, they're just presenting
They're arguing, according to Shmuel, two people that judge is a judgment, according to the Babu, it's not. And so what do you think?
Pshara is with two or with one?
Pshara could even be with two.
But with one is not allowed?
Huh?
Can one do Pshara with one?
You could do Din with one also.
No. Oh. Okay.
If you accept. Or Yachid Mumcha, we learned before, Yachid Mumcha could do one.
It doesn't have to be the Isur Eter or...
No, Isur Eter for sure one's enough. Litigation, Apidin, if they both accept him, or Yachid Mumcha, then he could do it.
Tishara.
No, even Din.
Even
Din. What?
Right, when the generation of the Tanaim ended, and the next year the generation of Amoraim started, what...
Wasn't the next year, wasn't the... As the fiscal year ended, okay, so now... It was Rabbi Yudan Nasi was the last Tana.
What made him like what?
That was the era of history. That was when the Mishnah ended, and that was it. And the same thing, Achreinim cannot argue on Rishon. The Rishonim cannot argue on Damiroim. The Achreinim cannot argue on the Rishonim.
And the halacha.
What?
So why the halacha changes? Was the later generation we say can
not later? You have to be godman of a chacham of a minion. Okay, anyway, Gufa, Amir Rababu. Rababu said, Mer just quoted Rababu who argues on Shmuel, and he said, Shiraim Shadonu Dini Mominis, two judges that judge the monetary issue, the Divra Akil and the Namdin. According to everybody, it's not a good judgment. Eitzvi Rababu, Rababu. So Rababa asked the question to Rababu. How can you say that? It says in the Mishnah, Donis Adin. If one judge the case, Vizika Sachayev, and he declared the guy who's guilty innocent. the chayiv sazaki, or he declared the innocent. I mean, the innocent to be guilty, or timei esator, he declared something which was really tamei. He declared it to be tahor, or tiyer esatamei. He said something which was tamei. He made it pure. Masha asa also, what he did was done. Umishalim ibeise, but he has to pay the damages from his house. The Zemishah says like this: if two litigants came to one guy, and he ruled that you have to pay, yeah, and he made a mistake, you didn't have to pay. So the din is, the judgment is judgment, but I have to pay back the litigant that I wronged. Or there was a chshayla and something if it was tamei or tahor, yeah, and I said it was really tahor, but the judge said it's tamei. So now you have to throw it out. You can't eat it, right? You have to burn it. You can't use it. It's tamei. But I made a mistake. So the din is what I said was said, but I have to pay the damages for my pocket. The judge has to pay.
If you got paid for that,
not a minute. So the Gemara asked, how can Rababu say two people that judged is not a judgment? Here one guy made a judgment, and the Mishnah says the judgment is a judgment, but he has to pay. So the Gemara says, Ach mayaskinan the kiblu alayu. They accepted him. Both litigants accepted him. If you accept it, you can take anybody. Normally, you're right. By an official bezdin, two that judge is not a judgment. You need three. This Mishnah discusses a case where one dayan, what he said is a case. So he said because both litigants accepted him. So the Gemara right away asks, Yachem, I'm Mishalim Yubesi. So why does he have to pay? Because if they accepted his ruling, that means whatever he rules, they accepted. So why does he have to pay if he made a mistake? Because he said to him, Dayanta London Teda, did you judge his Torah judgment or not? And the guy made a mistake. Because they told him, we want the Torah judgment, and the guy didn't, because he made a mistake, so that's why he has to pay from his house. In other words, they accepted him to judge, but they wanted a judgment according to Teda, not what he made a mistake. And therefore he has to pay.
What?
Issue,
one minute, the Gemara is going to ask this question now. What mistake did he make?
So, if they're judging, what else but Torah they're asking him to do? I mean, this question.
No, they said we wanted to, not what you think. What the Gemara is going to ask, one second, the Gemara is going to ask the question, what mistake did he make?
Do they have to stipulate they
want to
be judged?
One minute, we'll see in a second, because Amalei Rav Safa l'Rababa, Rav Safa said to Rababa, D'tor b'mai, what mistake did he make? Okay? He said something was tummy instead of tahor, or you have to pay when it wasn't. What type of mistake was it? Ilei metor b'dvar mishnah, this is very important Gemara, by the way, in the whole concept of dinim. Ilei metor b'dvar mishnah, did he make a mistake of a law explicitly mentioned in mishnah? Amar Rav Sheshet, it can't be, because Rav Sheshet, Amar Rav Ami said, Tar Bidvar Mishnah, if he made a mistake, if a judge made a mistake, in something which is explicitly mentioned in Mishnah, Chayzer, the case is not a case. The verdict is not a verdict. In other words, like this. Let's say there's a Mishnah that says clearly, you're potter. Clear Mishnah that says, in this case, the din is potter. Yeah? The judge came along and ruled your chayef. You have to pay. So the din falls apart. There was no judgment. Because if you go against the clear Mishnah, then that's ridiculous. What type of judgment did you make? So if the judgment falls apart, then why does he have to pay from his house? There was no judgment.
Who makes that decision?
1 minute.
No, clear Mishnah.
So Allah, the Gemara says, the Torah b'shikala das. What he made a mistake, not in an open din, he made a mistake of weighing the opinions. For instance, there could have been an argument between two Tanoim, and he ruled like one instead of the next. But the accepted custom was like the other one. So he didn't make a mistake in a clear din, because the din has an argument in it. He ruled like the wrong opinion. So then the din is a din, but he has to pay from his house. In other words, like this. By the way, the same thing applies today. It says in Poskim that if a Bezdin makes a clear mistake in a din in Shulchan Aruch, yeah, then it's not a din. It's not the pshat. The din is a din. It remains the din, but you have to pay from your house.
They went ahead,
that's the shaila is it grama indirect direct. That's not for now. But I mean, that's the whole simin chafei and chayish mishpat. But in here the Gemara is saying that if he made a mistake in an open din, yeah. For instance, if something says clearly, this I'll give you years ago. Yeah, or not years. You shecht an animal. Yeah. Then there's a shaila in the animal. Yeah, and you bring it to the Rav. Yeah. And the Rav Baskins is treif. And there was an open din in halacha that it was kosher. Not a machlekes, an argument. It's a clear din that it's good. So what's the din? He made a mistake. That means it's not treif.
But what if he threw it away?
So then he'll have to pay, maybe.
Is there a statute? I mean, like...
No, there's no statute of limitations in Judaism.
10 years, 15 to 20 years later, they can come.
There's no bankruptcy in Torah law either.
And what if he said it's trade and you think he did?
So you have to bring a korban chatos. No, it's no korban. But it's like you sinned accidentally. In Hilchos Shabbos it says, the Alter Rebbe writes in Shin Yud Ches and Dinah Mebishul. The Alter Rebbe writes, if a chacham made a mistake and said you're allowed to do this on Shabbos, and it was biblically forbidden. But the Chacham made a mistake, so it's considered that you did it accidentally, and you have to bring a korban chatos. Who has? It's a separate charge. The course is a direct, indirect, whatever. That's whatever.
Is it the no time limitation on judgment, or even
there's no time limitation of anything in Yiddishkeit?
So you can actually bring a suit against somebody after 20.
There's no lawsuits in Judaism, and there's no suing in Yiddishkeit.
Not true. Let's say you say he claims that he owes him money.
Yeah,
20 years later, he can come and say, "Listen."
Yeah, if he can prove it, he got it. There's no statute of limitation in Yiddishkeit.
Rabbi, if the Rabbanim said this object belongs to the wrong person, so and it was a wrong mishpat, so now he has to pay back the guy that he took it from. This object, but can he also, like, does he have the power to extract it from the wrong party and to give it to the right party?
Yeah,
he can extract it.
Yeah, because it was taken, given without permission.
But I thought din is din.
That's what I'm saying. Tobit Vamishna, if he made a mistake in the Vamishna, wasn't a din.
But only if it was like.
If it's Shikal Adas. So the Gemara says, Hey Chidomi Shikal Adas. What does Shikal Adas mean? So the Gemara says, Amera Papa. Like two tanoim and two amiroim are arguing. And it doesn't say clearly who the halach is like. But normal consensus is to follow one of the opinions. And he paskin like the other one. That's shikal adas. So the Gemara defines like this. Teir bedvar mishnah. Means if there's a clear-cut halacha that you ruled against, that then it's nullified din. It's not a din. But a shikal adas, if you ruled, and you ruled wrong, so then the din stays a din, but you have to pay. Okay? Now, but that's only one person if they accepted him. That's what the Gemara is talking about in this case, right? They accepted him. So the Gemara says, if he accepted him, why does he have to pay? Because he ruled wrong. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, if he ruled wrong in a clear-cut halacha, then he never ruled. So we say he ruled in Shikal Adas. What Shikal Adas, the Gemara explains? Two Tanoim are arguing. One says Tameh, one says Tahar, let's say. And the halacha is not ruled like any of them. But the consensus is like one of the two. And he ruled like the other opinion. That's called making a mistake in Shikal Adas. And therefore the din is a din. But he has to pay if he's wrong out of his pocket. There's no malpractice insurance in Yiddishkeit, by the way.
And that concept that you're talking about is all verbal?
Well, everything was verbal in those days. It was accepted, not that it was ruled that way. This was the accepted tradition of ruling like this. And the guy ruled the other way. So you can't say he made a real big mistake, because there is an opinion that says like him. And it was never clear who the halacha is like. It was never clear. Because once it becomes clear, this is the halacha, like the Gemara rules, this is the halacha, so then that's the halacha.
So what difference does it make if the din is the din and the judge has to pay with no din?
Because no din means it never made a mistake.
As far as the receivers are concerned,
the din, if he ruled against an open halacha, open mishnah, he never made a ruling.
So Rabbeinu, if Beit Din made a mistake, who do you hire to bring your case to prove someone that I made a mistake and to extract money from him?
To another Beis Din.
You can't go to another Beis Din?
No, because you're taking this Beis Din to... What happens if the judge says, I'm not paying?
Oh.
So what do?
Another case.
You take them to another Beis Din.
But maybe the Din in that town, there's only one Beis Din. So they have to go to
another city? So they texted an email to another Beis
Din. What
they do? So they went to different Beis Din.
It's easy to say that it's not a judgment, but it is a judgment because the litigants acted upon it.
So what?
It was a judgment.
No, that's what the Gemara is saying. Torah bidvar Mishnah. If there's a ruling against a clear-cut Mishnah or halacha, it's not a ruling. So it's like the guy took without permission.
So until you find out that it was a mistake, ruling.
Yeah, but once you find out it's a mistake, the ruling was never a ruling.
Because based on that ruling.
You have this in life also. In many cases, something happened, you thought it was, and then you found out it wasn't, so it's not.
So for appeal also, there's no time limitation, or there is a time limitation?
There's no appeal in Torah law.
Not appeal, but if you claim that there was a wrong judgment.
Whatever.
Yeah. All must be present. You cannot do this virtually, right?
In the Din Torah, they have to be present.
No, you can set it up present on the internet.
Yeah,
video. Oh, that you could do. If they accept it.
Like the judges in...
If you Skype it.
Skype, yeah.
Right.
No, so you can set up a Din Torah. They all accepted to do it this way.
It's a good idea, no?
There's a lot... Do you know Smicha now is Skyped and Dionys is Skyped today?
What? Really?
Yeah. There's a bunch of people, no?
Yeah.
They're doing smicha today on Skype. They have a Skype, and they have a bunch of guys in the room, and the tester is in another room, another city, not another room, another country even.
Country, Canada.
And they're
learning, but not the actual smicha.
The testing.
He's in Canada.
The testing, why not? What's smicha? That you know your stuff, and I'm giving you permission to rule, to make rulings.
Actually,
no?
That's better because.
I don't know if it's better or worse.
No, in the case of Din, because some people, when they go to the bed,
but it has to be accepted.
They
have to be accepted.
It has to be accepted.
Yeah.
Rabbi, the fact that you.
One second, you couldn't do a get Skyping.
Why?
Because the husband has to tell the Beis Din to write the get.
Okay.
There's a letter from the Rebbe in Bekel Kutusich Sos, but this is a din. If the husband calls the Beis Din and says to write the get, it's not valid because it's not his voice.
But in the Skype, you see the husband.
Mechanically reproduced.
Uh-huh. Even the picture is not accepted.
Correct.
But you can say Amen after you use a bracha.
That's because if you know the time they're saying a bracha, you can answer Amen.
And Kiddushin?
And Kaddish.
You can't do that either.
So in what the case...
Woman, how else are you going to give... Woman, are you going to give it a ring on Skype? tell me how to... That I didn't figure out yet.
Federal Express.
FedEx, you just go...
Yeah. You already sent the ring.
Beam it.
No, it's not going to work then.
So in the case of Megillah, you said before...
It's not Yaitza.
Right. For the phone was not...
Skype also. Skype is also mechanically reproduced.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there is a picture.
It's video also, not just audio.
It's different from the voice.
Do you know that even in the secular system today, more and more they're not accepting pictures as evidence? Because today with digital pictures, you can put... I could put you and me and them and the other end of the world together in one picture.
Yeah. Even DNA is problematic.
Well, I don't know.
Rabbi, what is the latest Devar Mishnah right now? Shulchan Aruch? Let's say Shulchan Aruch Harav or Mishnah Berurah, those...
There's only one Shulchan Aruch Harav.
Huh?
There's only one Shulchan Aruch.
No, I'm talking about Mechaber's Shulchan Aruch is the final?
Yeah.
It
depends. By Chabad, the Devar Mishnah is Alter Rebbe.
Oh, so that's how it goes.
He's
historically, when would you say the beginning of emergence of halacha?
Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Messina Mesorni Yeshua.
So halacha what? Came with Torah automatically? It wasn't
halacha is Torah. What?
So in the case that, let's say, there are two people and it's a financial situation, for instance, or is it possible that, like, for instance, you ask the Bedin instead of, like, for instance, give a complete judgment before he gets there to allow them to kind of work it out with each other?
Between themselves?
Right.
Besdin
right.
would love that.
Yeah, but
if they work it out between themselves, why not?
Does the Bedin, for instance, actually say, you know what, this, and so on, why don't you guys go and think about it?
A lot of times.
Bedin encourages them?
I
said on many dentitis that the Besdin was said, why, you know, forget it. Why don't you guys just work it out this way? Not as a din, just there's never a ruling.
According to your
the Besdin said, that, you know, listen, I remember a few dentitis or something like that with this is my area, this is my area. So, you know, they worked to the Besdin in the dentita. Not there's never official psak. Uh-huh. There's never official psak coming out. They ended up working it out, like mediation or whatever, sure.
Is mediation better or din?
Mediation.
The Gemara just said pshat is better than din.
What, is shalom
always?
Well, here the Gemara says because pshat two is enough and din you need three. But besides that, pshat is both sides are usually, when you win, one's happy, one's not. When you make a compromise, they're both not happy. So it's better. Nobody's ever happy. So why do you have one person happy, one person? Make them both unhappy. No, the Gemara says the opposite. They're both, by Pshara, both are happy.
Pshara, both are little.
Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, Leme ketanoi lucheira, this machleik is between Shmuel and Rababu. If you need three judges, like Rabbi Bu holds, and according to Shmuel, two judges are enough, the Cheda, it's a Machlekes of Tanoim. Why? Because it says, Bitzua, to arbitrate, Bishleisha, you need three. Divrei Rab Meir. Okay? Rab Meir holds even to mediate, okay, arbitration, you need three.
What is Bitzua?
Bitzua is another word for Pshara. Chachamimim, in Pshara, Biyachit. A compromise could even be with one. The Mepharshim explained, why does they use Pshara, why does he use Bitzua? But it's not relevant for the Gemara. So Vruh, so the Gemara thought, L'kol ha'alma makshinim Pshara l'din, that everybody likens compromise to din. So what's the machlekes? Ma'as of a din b'shleisha. Rameir holds that you must have three to do a din, like Rababu. Well, ma'as of a, and the other one holds, the Chachamim hold, din b'shnaim, you can have two. Okay? In other words, even by a single judge, that two judges, or for that matter, even one, would be able to make a judgment. So, the Braisa says, Rameir holds compromise must have three, and the Chacham hold compromise is one. Yeah? So the Gemara thought, what's the machlekes? That everybody holds compromises like din. So the mayor holds you must have three, and the chacham holds even one or two are enough. So the mayor says, Lord, no, it's not true. Kul alma din b'shleisha. Everybody holds din is with three. Yeah? V'hoch abakim efligi, what's the argument? Is pshara din, or is pshara not din? Ma'asav ha'makshinim pshara l'din. Rab Meir holds, we liken arbitration to din. That means the Gemara is answering, no, everybody holds a grababu that you need three. One sec, Rababu holds you need three. Doing's not good. Rababu, not Shmuel. So he says, everybody holds din, you need three. Why did a Chachamim hold one's enough? Because Pshara is not din. Compromise is not din. So the Meir holds, Makshinen, Pshara l'din, we liken, compromise to din, and therefore you need three. Umarsav and the Chachamim hold, Lay Makshinen, Pshara l'din, we don't. Okay? Right? So Luchayda, this is what the Gemara answers. So Gemara says, Lema tlosit tanoi b'pshara. Luchayda, maybe there's three opinions by compromise. Marsava shleisha, because Rameir says you need three. Right? Marsava, the Gemara is soon going to say, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds two. Umarsav and the Chachamim hold one's enough. Because before the Gemara brought down from Rab Shimon Gamliel, Rab Shimon Gamliel says, Hadin b'shleisha upshara b'shnayim. Right? What we learned today. Rab Shimon Gamliel says, Din is three and pshara is two. Yeah? So the Chayr, according to this, we have three opinions about compromise. Rab Meir says you need three. Rab Shimon Gamliel says you need two. And the Chacham hold you need one. Right? L'cheir, so it's three-way argument. Amar Rav Acha b'rei d'Ravi k'vi yisem Rav Yemer b'ashlemya man da amar t'rei afilu chad nami. No, the truth is even one, every, the one, Rav Shimon Gamliel says two really means one.
In the case of
1 minute. Why did he say two? Ki hecha the level of sadi that they should act as witnesses in what the compromise is. In other words, really one is enough to make the arbitration. But then, when you have two, you have two eight, then the both of them are going to say what the din was. What the compromise was.
How can they come up with the final decision if there is two of them? If there is not
if they both agree.
But you need eight in for them?
No, but how are you going to know?
What?
See, sir, he's suggesting Pishara to use two because then you have proof from both Dayanim.
I know, but why if Pishara needs aiding? There's no din here. They are doing a Pishara. Why do they
no, need if aiding? A later question comes up, the two Dayanim will say this is what we ruled. And then you have it as aiders. So stronger, that's all. So basically, the Gemara's bottom line over here, well, according to Shmuel anyway, two that make a ruling is a din. Right? Rabbi Bull holds three. But by Pshara, we have two opinions. Rameh says Pshara is like din, and therefore you need three. Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel hold really one's enough, because Pshara is not din. This that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you need two is just the practical advice.
Since when two Jews agree, how can two...
Believe it or not, sometimes two Jews agree. That's why God's in the judgment. Because if two Jews to agree, it has to be God in there.